From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Captain is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia Green Community College is projecting an increase of less than 1% in its operating budget for the coming school year. Greene County lawmakers recently discussed the college's proposed 2019-20 budget totaling $17.24 million. Columbia and Greene counties make separate annual contributions to the spending plan depending upon student enrollment. College President Carly Rader Drummer said, and I quote, Columbia County's share is 51.2% and Greene County's is 48.8% based on the fall 2018 enrollment. The bulk of our students come from Columbia and Greene counties, but we also have some from Ulster and Dutchess, end quote. In the fall of 2018, 39% of the enrolled students were Greene County residents and 39% were from Columbia County. 21% were residents of other New York counties and the remaining 1% were out-of-state residents, according to information provided by the college. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said Greene County's contribution increased $190,000 over last year. The Greene County Legislature will hold a public hearing on the college's 2019-20 budget at 6:25 p.m. on Wednesday, August 21st. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the State Department of Environmental Conservation is looking for volunteers to help with the Great Hudson River Estuary Fish Count, scheduled for Saturday, August the 10th. The count will take place at 19 sites along the river. The Fish Count is a one-day event produced by the Hudson River Estuary Program each summer. During the count, naturalists and visitors explore the diverse and fascinating creatures that are usually hidden below the surface of the river. Depending on the site, seines, minnow traps, and rods and reels will be used. Afterwards, naturalists display and discuss the catch, and the fish are released back into the river. Locally, the fish count will take place in Lasher Memorial Park in Germantown from 10 a.m. until noon. Other locations include Kingston Point Beach, the Estepus Meadows Preserve, and the Corning Preserve Boat Ramp in Albany. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Beginning October 1st, pregnant women will no longer be able to give birth at Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson. Childbirth services will now be moved to the birthplace at Albany Medical Center. Prenatal and postnatal care will continue to be offered at Columbia Memorial Health offices in Hudson and Catskill, but women will have to go to Albany for labor and delivery. Dr. Clifford J. Belden, Columbia Memorial Health's chief medical officer, said the decision was made based on the declining number of births at the Hudson Hospital, as well as a shortage of obstetricians. 10 years ago, Columbia Memorial Health handled approximately 600 births each year. In the past year, the number dropped to fewer than 300. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for Capital Confidential. Assemblymember Chris Teague recently attended the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business for the 2019 Emerging Legislative Leaders Program. The program was offered to 50 legislators nationwide that are viewed as, and I quote, up-and-coming leaders, end quote. According to the program, this is dependent on the current leadership of the state legislature to nominate either first or second-term lawmakers to apply. The program receives more than 200 nominations for the 50 available seats each year. The Schoharie Republican said, and I quote, I was immensely honored to be chosen to attend this program. As one of only 50 legislators to be selected, I can't tell you how much it means to me. Honestly, it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I can't wait to get back to the district to apply what I've learned, end quote. Read more about this story at Capital Confidential. Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.